Blog Talk Radio. Fools, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing Guidance Show on the Psychic Talk Network. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and today I'm coming to you from a sunny and very beautiful Grafton, Wisconsin. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, I'm an angelic, intuitive energy healer, channel, and life coach. So I want to remind everyone that we are a call-in show. So if you'd like some guidance or a reading, please dial 714-816-4628. And be sure to press 1 on your keypad to be in queue. You can also post your questions in our chat room at psychtalk.net/live. The number again is 714-816-4628. And press 1 to be in queue. So before we delve into the topic of our throat chakra, let's get into what the energy will look like this week. So this week's energy is about trust. Trusting that the universe and the divine are working with us, that it is for our highest good. We have to believe that everything will turn out okay. So we're to stay positive and be open to all of the possibilities. The divine wants us to know that you are worth it. So be open to the abundance coming your way. And also, don't be afraid to speak your truth. Because speaking our truth will actually be very rewarding for you and others. All right, and talking about speaking your truth, our throat chakra is about expressing ourselves and speaking our truth. It's the home of expression and communication. Our throat chakra is associated with the color blue. And in our bodies is associated with our thyroid. So connected with all of our other chakras, because when we feel a certain way, you know, whether it's from our root chakra about security, when it comes to our solar plexus, our identity, we then express it with our words. And also our throat chakra is all projects energy into the universe. Right. So, going back to the energy of the week and sharing our truth, are you sharing yours? Do you know what your truth is? Your truth is the story of your journey and every experience you've had in your life that has made you the person. Now, you know that words are very powerful. With our words, we can affect other people's chakras, whether it's putting someone down or lifting someone up. And with our words, we can affect our own mindset. So it's important to speak our truth, because our truth can change the world. The world around us, and starting from the world around us. And so are you sharing with others who you truly are? And if not, why not? What's stopping you? Fear of what others might think? Now, if this is you, I completely understand. Growing up myself, shared a lot of who I was, but many times I was told not to say certain things, especially coming from family, or had many people who just don't like me growing up because of what I would say. So after a while, I didn't say much, and I closed off my own throat chakra. A lot of it I blamed as I was getting a little older. I blamed it on not knowing English until third grade, but that wasn't it. The truth was, I was afraid of not being accepted. I wanted to feel like I belonged, but that wasn't the case either. Even though I was not sharing those things that others may not like, I also was not sharing my own truth. If you don't share your truth, how are you to find your tribe? Those who you need to teach, those who are like you, how are they supposed to find you? Now, when we share our truth, those with similar energy and vibrations will find you. You're telling the universe and the divine, this is what I want. This is who I am. So help me find others who are on the same wavelength. And once I started sharing my truth, I started to find my tribe. So let's look at what it looks like to have a weak or closed chakra and one that is open and healthy. So someone with a closed throat chakra has a stifled, quiet voice. And I would focus more on the stifled. They're not able to express their authentic feelings or are afraid to. They're also afraid to express themselves creatively. Now, someone is able to express their true feelings as well as feel comfortable to speak up. They're also able to discern when it is time to speak up and when it is time to listen. So, how is your throat chakra doing today? Is it healthy and open, or can it use some work? So here are a few suggestions on helping your throat chakra. Now, one is journaling. I know I stress this a lot if you've heard my past shows, but when we start writing, we begin to express so much of ourselves and our thoughts and our feelings, and we also get a lot of ideas that come from it and solutions that pop into our mind. Our intuition kicks in. And some questions you might want to ask yourself if you're having a little trouble with journaling is, who am I? So what is my story? What do I want in life? And be sure to go deep with that and take a whole journal. If that's the case, that's great. And if you're stuck, you know, your angels and guides are always there to help you. So all you have to do is ask. Now, in future shows, I will be talking about archangels and other angels. But if you need some help, I would suggest calling on Archangel Gabriel to help you to figure out your truth. Now, another suggestion to help your throat chakra is creative. Express yourself by starting a blog or sharing of yourself by using any of the social media platforms. Or if singing is more your style, go sing. Or if you want to teach, how about public speaking? Or are you more of a letter writer or like to talk to someone one-on-one? Then I would suggest writing a letter or calling someone you need to talk to share your truth with. But also don't forget to end with gratitude for that person for being there to share your truth. Or even if it's maybe not calling or writing a letter, but having a one-on-one meal with them and talking with them, catching up, and really sharing with them your truth and what has been going on with each of you to really get to know one another. And you may find that you have a lot in common when it comes to your truth. Now, if you've been listening the last few weeks, we've been doing mirror work. So we've been, every time we go to a mirror, whether it's getting ready in the morning for the day, and every time you have to go to the bathroom or if you have a mirror anywhere else, to look at yourself and tell yourself how much, how awesome you are, or that you love yourself. So if you've been doing that, that's great. Keep doing that because it really does help. You know, we're saying these affirmations and we're empowering ourselves. And in the meantime, we're actually helping our throat chakras as well. And we are practicing out loud to ourselves to share who we are. And soon you'll be able to share to others who you are as well. If, you know, your throat chakra needs a little bit of work. So if you've been doing it, keep it up. And if you haven't started, I encourage you to start. So every week I have been posting an oracle card that goes along with our topic. And today's oracle card is being in the flow. And underneath it says, I'm in the flow of the universe. Now the divine wants us to know that everything will happen as it should. And there will be times when it just feels right to express our truth. So don't be afraid to express it when you know deep down that it needs to be said. Because someone does need to hear your message. And I'll have the picture of this oracle card on my Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/compassionlight. All right. So now that we've gone through a little bit of information about the throat chakra, let's see what we have coming up on Psychic Talk Network. Now, on Thursday, we are going to, on the Soul Sisters show with Sue and Anne, they will have a special guest, a renowned psychic and medical intuitive, Julie Ryan. So please join us for that, as they'll also be taking calls. So that's Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. London Time. Now, on Friday, the Goddess Guidance Show with hosts Shakti and Maki will be back to discuss the Goddesses of Witchcraft. And that's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 a.m. London Time. And on Saturday, Dax and Mary will be back to help you with building those psychic muscles in their psychic gym on Saturday. And they will have open lines. So to join them, they'll be on at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central time, and 1 p.m. Eastern time. So now that we've gone through some of the upcoming shows, you can also always go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see what we have coming up when it comes to our shows. And now I'd like to go ahead and do our a guided meditation that I do every week. And this guided meditation is specifically going to help you with your throat chakra. So if you can, close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. Breathe in for 4. Hold for 4. And breathe out for 4. And we'll do that again. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. And now if you can place your hands by your heart. And this helps us to get our mind in our heart space. And once there, I encourage everyone to think of some elements in nature that are very calming for you. Whether it's a beach with the water, a sunset, the mountain, a field of flowers, whatever is calming to you, you feel peace. Once you have that, I encourage you to imagine a door. And if you've been doing these meditations with me weekly, your space may just come automatically as soon as you enter your heart space. And once you have your door, imagine it open. And just kind of focus on what your door may look like. What color it is. Is it blue? Because it's blue, it probably has to do with your throat chakra and about speaking your truth. And then we're going to set the intention of having your guides and angels come to join you. Now we're going to ask Archangel Gabriel to step forward notice him with a pearly energy. Or a green, blue energy. And what he is going to do is help you with opening up your crown chakra first. So if you can visualize a white column of light coming down from above, coming down through your crown chakra, and all the way down to your root chakra. Be sure to take a few deep breaths and just breathe in that energy. And we're going to notice that Archangel Gabriel is in front of you. And what he's going to do now is going to send you this green, blue energy to your throat chakra. And your throat chakra energy is going to expand beyond our bodies to fill the room that you're in. And let that energy fill every corner of the room, every area, and really just feel into that energy. What does it feel like? And take a few deep breaths. And while Archangel Gabriel is sending you this energy, just notice some of the messages that you may be receiving, whether they're images or feelings that you get of the energy, maybe in your throat chakra. And even thoughts that pop into your head. And be sure to make a note of those. Are you seeing colors? Are you receiving a gift? once you have received the messages. And receive the energy. Thank Archangel Gabriel for being here with us. And then right now, Archangel Michael is going to step forward. He decided to join us today. And he is going to be sending you his blue energy and surrounding you with it. So that you can speak your truth, feeling protected and safe. And then we're going to thank Archangel Michael and all of your angels and guides who to join us today. And you may notice that Archangel Gabriel is going to help us receive our throat chakra energy back, contracting back into our body. And once you're ready, you can open your eyes. And be sure to write down all the things that you've noticed when it comes to seeing, hearing, feeling, ideas, or messages that pop into your mind. And I encourage you to look back on what you wrote today in the near future to see how it transpired, how it came about when it comes to the messages you received. And so how did this meditation feel for you? And also, if you have questions about what you've seen or what you felt or images that came into your mind or even some things that you heard. If you have any questions, please feel free to call at 714-816-4628. And I'm happy to help you find some clarity on that, as well as some guidance. And you could also go to my Facebook group, facebook.com/groups. /compassionlight. And under the post for today, you can post your questions if you'd like. If you just need a little bit of clarity on what you might have seen through the meditation. Also, you know, I encourage you to go back to this meditation throughout the week and call on Archangel Gabriel to guide you and help you to receive more messages about speaking your truth, about what your truth is. And, you know, every time you go into the meditation, you may receive new information. So I encourage you to go back to the meditation. Also, my previous shows will have meditations for those as well. And also, you know, when it comes to sharing our truth, it doesn't mean that we won't change. So just because you share your truth about what you are right now doesn't mean that that won't change. And I mentioned this because I recently went through a spiritual awakening that happened starting in 2016 after I've been through my own losses and through different things that I went through. You know, it was a dark period for me. And when I first started on my spiritual journey, what it looked like was, you know, I found law of attraction. That's where it kind of started. And then that changed into law of attraction, which also included gratitude, and then my meditation practice that I did, which helped me with my mindset. And then that changed, that evolved to doing energy work. I found Reiki through doing some searches and learning about it. And it's something that really resonated with me. I felt compelled to learn about it and eventually opened my business and practice. And from then on, you know, that evolve into working with the angels. And then the angels would be there to help me with energy healings for clients and myself. And then through doing that, that evolved into intuitive energy healing. So really just being able to use my intuition to know what it is a client needs or what it is that I myself need. And then that also led to life coaching, being able to help other people to guide them, not only in healing, but also just overall guidance for their life, which does include healing. So when I give guidance, it helps clients heal. And then recently, I've actually been through an up-level. And what an up-level is you, whenever you're sick, whenever you're going through an illness, that's actually a way of us shedding our the things that we need to heal. And this up level recently, I was actually sick for a couple weeks. A lot of things that I needed to heal of myself. And did a lot of journaling, a lot of meditating. And on 10/10, which was just recently, that's when I really received my up level. And that is actually going to be about when it comes to future shows. And in future shows, I'll be talking about the archangels and angels. Because there are actually new angels that I will be talking about. And so this up-level that I received was on angelic channeling. That is something that I've been doing lately, every day, channeling with the angels, with the archangels, like today. While I was preparing for the show, Archangel Gabriel came forward and gave me the information that we needed for the show, as well as yesterday, I had Archangel Michael step forward for me, saying that he was going to join us today too, so that he would be there to send us the energy to protect us so that we can speak our truth. So with me sharing all of this, I want to encourage you to be able to share your experiences and your truth. And you can do that with me. You know, if you need a little bit of healing, guidance, a little bit of clarity, and maybe some channeling, you can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, and that's spelled C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. And you can book a session with me so that you could get a little bit of clarity on what your truth is and how you're supposed to share your truth. And also, you know, there are, you can go to our Facebook group, the Psychic Talk Network group, and there's a lot of great people. You can find your tribe there. If you're looking for a community or family, I have groups as well. For this show, I have groups, as well as other groups to help you with your spiritual growth. We have our other hosts on Psychic Talk Network that can help you as well. So it's about finding your truth, which also includes finding your passion in life, what you resonate with. And if you feel a little stuck, it's about being a little creative with just who you are. You know, it, like I said before, if you love to sing, I encourage you to sing, whether it's just in your home or in front of people. It could be going outside and just enjoying nature. You know, if you're a camper or you just like being outside, this weather and, you know, with it being fall, you know, the air gets crisper, the air gets cooler, which really just refreshes us. And, you know, being out in nature during the sunset is a great time as well. So find what it is that you love to do and do it for a while. You know, have that habit of doing that, taking care of yourself. And Dax is saying that's him singing. And, so anything that really gets you going, dancing like we have talked about before, and you don't have to do it in front of anyone. You can just dance in your house, in your room. But anything to really just get your energy flowing, working out, like we had mentioned when we were talking about the root chakra. You know, things that you love to do, because it will really help you, you know, from being stuck. Also going out with friends and going out with other people that you like to spend time with, because that will also help you, as well as help others to really enjoy each other's company, as well as getting to know each other and helping each other. So having that give and take that we talked about in the last show, when it came to our heart chakra, So there are many different ways, and if you need help, you can always contact us for some guidance. And today I'd like to really thank everyone for listening in. I hope it really has helped you when it comes to your throat chakra and being able to speak your truth. It's important to speak our truth, and it may not seem that way to you, but if we don't share our truth with others, we won't know who we're supposed to be friends with, or, be within a community with, or who's to find you, because the universe will really send people to you when we share our truth. And you will help so many people that you may not even know you're helping when you share your truth and you're authentic. So I encourage you to do that. And be sure to tune in next week. We're going to be talking about our third eye chakra. And also we'll be talking about the full moon, too. That'll be next week. It's the Hunter's Moon. And then, as always, we do have open lines. So I hope everyone has a wonderful and blessed-filled week. And I'm sending lots of love and light to you. So bye-bye for now.